after the first trip, somebody told him about me, and he brought his car up, and I fixed it and charged him whatever. And after that, he never asked me anything about what it's going to cost or nothing. He says, when it's ready, I need this, this, this. When it's ready, give me a call. And I would. And he'd come get it, and he'd pay me the bill. And every time he'd pay the bill, he'd always throw in a little extra. I said, you know, you give me too much money. He said, no. He said, if I took this to the Corvette dealer in Dallas, he said, what you charged me wouldn't even begin to pay the bill down there. And he said, down there, I never know what I'm going to get. He said, out here, I've come to realize that when you work on my car, I know it's fixed. Amen. He said, I know it's fixed. He said, you work hard and diligently to do good work. Now then, how are you known? By your fruits. You produce in the business world. Some of you have your own personal mechanic that you know you can trust him because you've been using him for years. And whenever you have one and you use him, you get to where you trust him, right? Amen. So you take your car over and just tell him to fix it. You don't ask him every time what it's going to cost because you know he's going to treat you right. Amen. Now, if you take it to a new place, you want to know how much it's going to cost, how long is it going to take, how much experience you got, all kinds of things, right? Amen. Yeah, because you can get taken to the cleaners. So in the world, the Lord says, good trees, which is what you and I are supposed to be, we're supposed to produce good fruit. So whatever we do, even if it's in a worldly thing, we're supposed to do it good as unto the Lord, right? Okay. Yeah, then. Well, the Lord says the way to identify a tree or a person is by the kind of fruit that he or she produces. So I want to be a good fruit-bearing tree, right? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to the next verses. Let's see what a true disciple actually is now. Not all people who sound religious are really godly. That's kind of scary, isn't it? Not all people who sound religious are really godly. They may refer to me as Lord. In other words, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? How many people, if I walk out on the street, or you try this, when you're talking to people, you say, do you know Jesus? You know what nearly everybody says? Yes. Yes. Do you go to church? No. Or sometimes, not very often. Well, now look at this. Not all people who sound religious are really godly. They may refer to me as Lord, but they still won't enter the kingdom of heaven. Woo, that's scary, isn't it? The decisive issue is whether they obey my Father in heaven. Obey? You mean you got to obey to be able to get to heaven? Ooh. I mean, I thought if I just said Jesus is my Lord, I'm going to get there. That's not what that says, is it? It says I got to obey too. In other words, I walk down this aisle and say, Jesus, I want you as my Lord and Savior. And then say, oh, I got saved. Now I'm going out there and do what I want to do. The Lord says, well, I'm sorry, but you ain't going to get to heaven. You got to obey what the Father in heaven said. On judgment day, look what he said. On judgment day, many, not a few, many will tell me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name. When's the last time you prophesied? Have you prophesied lately? Someone say, I ain't never prophesied. Ooh, that's even scarier maybe, huh? You know what you're doing when you're prophesying? You're quoting the Word of God. You're telling people about Jesus. That's prophesying. There's many forms of prophecy. But if you're out there talking about Jesus to people and you're using the Word, you're prophesying. But, and we ought to all be doing that. We prophesied in your name and we even cast out demons in your name. Now, wait a minute, Lord. I ain't never cast a demon out of nobody. He said, well, you should have been. You might have been a little better off if you'd have cast them things out of yourself. Amen. You know, need to get rid of them. Amen. You know, when somebody said, well, I mean, I was raised up in church and I've been told by the best that I, as a Christian, cannot have a demon living in my body. You believed a lie. That ain't true. I mean, Joseph, he's been out here working with me the last few days, helping me. And a sweet and gentle, a young man as Joseph is back there, he told me about when he had demons. And he had to cast them out of himself. Totally changed his life when they left. Hey, I've had them too. So I know what he's talking about. So as a Christian, can you have a demon? Yes, you can. Do you have to keep him? No, you do not have to keep him. But even the Lord says there's men that prophesied in His name and cast out demons in His name and perform how many miracles? Many miracles in His name. Oh, and then what does He say about these guys? Next couple of verses. But I will reply, I never knew you. Go away. The things you did were unauthorized. In other words, here is the secret. Let's ask this question. Do you know Jesus? Oh, yeah. Does Jesus know you? Now then, I know George Bush, don't you? I've seen him on television. I mean, I know he lives right down here just outside of Austin in this little town, because every time I go to fly down that direction, I mean, if he's in town, there's a big blue circle around, 30-mile circle, and you better not fly in that circle. If you do, there's going to be a fighter jet going to put you on the ground. They're going to take your pilot license away from you. Period. Bang. You don't fly in there. But now what if I really knew George Bush? And I said, George, this is Thurman. I see you're in town this weekend for the holidays, for Christmas. I'd like to fly down on your ranch and land down here. He said, come on down. I'll tell the fighters to let you through. What are you going to be flying? I said, my little 150. He said, I'll tell them a little red and white 150. Let him come through. He's okay. But I don't know him that good. And he sure don't know me. If I called him, told him, said, George, I want to fly my little 150 down and land on your place. He said, you even start down this way, I want to have you shot down. Because he don't know me. Now then, does he know you? Probably not. But do we know him? Sure. We know him. But see, that's what the case was here. These people knew Jesus. They knew how to use His name. And they saw lots of great and mighty things happen. But He didn't know them. They had never really made Him their Lord. I know a lot of people like that. You know that? I know a lot of people in the church like that. I mean, goodness gracious, you mean I can go to church every Sunday and not know Jesus? Yeah. Unfortunately. When you really come to know Jesus, it will change your life forever. When you really know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you'll know the Word will begin to make sense to you. You'll start reading it. Have you ever seen people say, and you ask them, you go to church? Oh, yeah. You ever read the Bible? No, I can't understand it. You ever heard anybody say that?
Yes, sir.
You ever said that?
Yeah.
You know what happened? The reason you didn't understand it, because you didn't have the Spirit of God living in you to interpret it for you.
Amen.
When you really come to Jesus and make Him real Lord of your life, then when you get in the Word and start studying the Word, the King, by His Holy Spirit, will reveal the Scripture to you, and the Bible will come alive.
Amen.
It'll come alive. Praise God. That's the only way to do it. You have to do it this way. But just think, these people... We talked about this narrow pathway a little while ago. How narrow is this path, obviously? I mean, how many people do you know that have never prophesied in the name of Jesus? How many have never cast out a demon? How many have never done a mighty miracle of any kind in His name? But these people had done all those things. And still He didn't know them. Scary, isn't it? You need to make sure that Jesus is really Lord of your life. You need to make sure that you and Him have had an experience together, that you've loved Him and served Him. Are you holding your hand up for something? Let me bring you a mic right quick. See what your question is.
I've been troubled by this passage before. And the thought came to me, these people said that they had done these things. Mm-hmm. It didn't say they had done them. It says that's what they said they did.
Yeah. But they may have done it too.
They may have, yeah. But they may not have.
They may not have.
So I was just wondering, because without walking in the power of the Spirit.
But the name of Jesus is powerful. Yeah, the name of Jesus. You can take a lost person, and those people can do these kind of miracles. You know, the The thing about it is, these kind of scriptures will bother you if you read the Word. I mean, I remember one time I was teaching a Sunday school class, and one of the men in my class was a engineer for one of the big military people that made, I can't think which one it was. But anyway, he was heavily involved in the design of the missile guidance system for these guided rockets. And they were building these things. And he was a very brilliant engineer. And he was heavily involved in designing those things. He was a very godly man. And he was in my Sunday school class. And years ago, we studied this one day. He said, "Thurman, that's scary." I said, "What do you mean?" His name was Cooper. I said, "What do you mean, Cooper? That's scary." He said, "Thurman, I ain't never in my life ever seen anybody prophesy. I've been in church since I was a little boy. I accepted Jesus as a young man. I ain't never seen anybody prophesy in the Baptist church. I ain't never seen a miracle in the Baptist church. And I ain't never seen a demon cast out not one time in a Baptist church. And I've been in a Baptist church all these years." He says, "This says these men, at least they got to see these things, and yet they're not going to make it." He said, what about me?" He said, "That's scary to me." I said, "It ought to be. It ought to be." Now then, back in those days, I had seen very few of those things myself. But I'm going to say, since that day to this day, I have seen hundreds of those things. Hundreds of those things. Healings, miracles, casting out demons. I've seen all those things. But I know in my life, I know what's getting it done. It's Jesus. It's His name. And I'm walking in obedience to His Word, and I'm doing everything I can to produce fruit in line with what the Word says, to love my neighbor as myself. To love God with all my heart. Because if I'm loving God with all my heart, and I'm loving my neighbor as myself, then I'm producing fruit. That's good fruit, right?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.